A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Beis, Baba Metzia 32a, pagination is 63. We're starting from the third line of the Mishnah, which is about a third or quarter of the way down on the page. Im Omar lo Aviv hitameh. If his father says, you should become tamei, osha omar lo al tachzir, or he tells the son, don't return it, lo yishmalo, you should not listen to the father. So we're dealing with the case that there's a father and a son, and the son is normally obligated in the honor of the father's directives. And in this particular case, the child is a Kohen. He's not supposed to go into the Beis HaKvaros, into the cemetery. But the father instructs him, yes, to go in to the cemetery to retrieve the Aveda, for example. Or, different case, where the child is obligated to return the lost object. And over here, the father gives a directive, don't return the lost object. The father is being a little bit contrary to Torah law. And the Mishnah rules for us, lo yishma lo, don't listen to the father. Let's drop down to the second of the medium wide lines. And the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. How do we know this rule that if the father says, be tamei, when you're not supposed to be tamei, or he says, don't return, when you are supposed to return, that you don't listen to him? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ish ima v'aviv tiro, you should fear your parents, v'eshabsosai tishmoru, but you have to observe Shabbos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God, plural. Kulchem chayavim bechvodi. The summation of the pasuk is that you're all obligated in the honor of Hashem, and therefore, if, for example, the parents would say, don't observe Shabbos, Hashem says, yes, but I told you to, yes, observe Shabbos, and that's what you have to do because your parents have that same obligation and they can't negate that for themselves or for others. Asks the Gemara, this was an interesting dialogue. Taima dekos av rachmana shabsose tishmoru, the only reason you know that you're supposed to observe Shabbos in such a case, meaning observe Torah law instead of observing the parents, is because the pasuk says, "Eshabsosai tishmoru, observe my Shabbos, ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, kulchem chayavim bechvodi," is what it means, that you're all obligated in my honor. Halav hochi, if not for all that, hava amina tzaisale, I would think that you listen to the parent, va'amai. Why would I come to that conclusion if not for this pasuk? Hai asei, vai lo sase va asei. This one, kibbut ava'im, is a mitzvah sasei, a positive commandment. And the other one, be it Shabbos or be it returning lost objects, is an asay, a positive command, and a los asay, and a negative. It's a prohibition also not to negate these mitzvahs. For lo asi asay v'dachi los asay v'asay, there's no such thing that one asay could come and push away a mitzvah asay and a los asay. In other words, I agree with your conclusion that in such a case he has to observe Torah law and ignore the directive of the father. But do I really need a pasuk to tell me that? It's derech. Yes, you do. Salka daitach amina, because you would have thought. Since the honor of parents is compared to the honor of Hashem, as the pasuk says here, Kavedes avicha ve'esimecha, honor your parents. V'nemar lahalan kavedes Hashem mehonecha, honor Hashem from that which you have been gifted with, not just financially, but what you've been gifted with in talent. If you have a good voice, use it to honor Hashem. Daven for the Amud in a beautiful way. So the Kavod and the Kavod, the two honors, are compared. Hilkech Litzah Yisleh. I would have thought that you listen to the parent, that that's all part of this comparison, that Hashem says, honor them. Kamash Malon, we're being told that if there's a contradiction between the two, the Lo Lishmaleh, in the ethical balance, don't listen to the parent. Instead, listen to Hashem. In other cases, it is indeed considered comparable, and the honor of a parent is very important. The Mishnah gave two examples. The father is saying, you should become Tameh, talking to a Kohen regarding a cemetery. The father says, don't return the lost object, even though you're supposed to. But there are obviously many, many cases where this will also apply. The Gemara mentions if the parent says don't keep Shabbos, child is still obligated to keep Shabbos. Other cases include in Yoredeya Simon Resh Mem Pischei Tshuva, if the father says don't say Kaddish on your mother, he would still be obligated to say Kaddish. The Rosh Simen Tesvav Hey in Shuvis, if the father instructs him not to make peace with his fellow Jew, he wants him to keep the machlokes, the argument, going. Father does not have that right to give that directive, and the child is instructed by the Torah to make peace, and that's what he should do. Want to make an observation of perspective. The Gemara considers the possibility that you should honor the parents even against a directive from the Torah, and it needs a special pasuk to teach you not. Does that really make sense to us? Would I really think there's Hashem over here saying to do or not to do, and there's the father being contrary? Would I really think that the comparison of kibud tells me to observe the father and not Hashem? So the perspective, just to point out, is that Hashem indeed did issue such a directive, at least similar, by Talmidei Chachamim, by Torah scholars. We have a concept in very advanced Torah law, Nitzchuni Banai Nitzchuni, that if theoretically the Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah scholars, would reach a conclusion in Torah that's different, however this works, different than the one that Hashem intended, then indeed they would be obligated to follow their conclusion. We have the famous Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer proving that Hashem has a different conclusion, and the Talmidei Chachamim outvoted Rabbi Eliezer and indeed observed it as they understood it. And the expression that Eliyahu HaNavi shared with the Talmidei Chachamim was, Nitzchuni Bonai Nitzchuni, that Hashem says that you're correct. Lo Bashamayim Hi, the Torah is no longer in heaven, and you should observe it as the Talmidei Chachamim have instructed you. A little bit, I give the analogy of a principal who says, listen to the teacher. And the principal continues to support the teacher even if the teacher uses a teaching method that's slightly different than the one that the principal would have recommended. Hashem says, observe what the Talmidei Chachamim tell you, regardless. It's Gemara in Baba Metzia, Ar Masechta, Daf Nun Tes, Amud Beis. So here also one might think that Hashem's directive to listen to the parents encompasses even a case where the parent says to contradict Torah. Now, there's an amazing Knesset Yechezkel, Shailas Etshuvas, Simen Lamed Hei, which the Pesachei Tshuva directs us to. And the Knesset Yechezkel observes that if the parent was simply contradicting Torah, it's a little bit hard to understand why we would think that you have to listen to the parent, because the parent is not doing Maisa Amcha, he's going against Torah. And he suggests that these cases are coming to include where there's a conflict of interest, but not a directive against Torah. For example, the parent would say, I'm glad you found this lost object. Use it to support me. Use it to help me. Use it to buy for me food and water, which I need. So that he's not directly saying, don't return it because he wants to contradict Torah. He's saying, don't return it because I need you to honor me. And the Knesset Yechezkel says that even in these types of byproduct contradictions to Torah, the Torah is telling us that we should still observe Torah and not listen to the parent, even though there's a kabed type of comparison between the honor of a parent and the honor of Hashem. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.